Well, this is some pretty exciting news. When was the last time you invented something? Like never, if it's my case. Well, there's a Waterloo-based company now that's innovating the game of table tennis, ping pong, by using not one, but two paddles. Ben Battaglia is the co-founder of Tupong. He's also a recreation and sports business student at the University of Waterloo and joins us on Good Morning Hamilton. Ben, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. This is pretty exciting. Tell us about Tupong.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, it's a brand new twist on, I'd say, the traditional game of table tennis. It's using the same surface, the same standard table you would use and the same ball. However, instead of holding just one paddle in your hands, you're actually wearing two paddles on your hands like a glove. And it's amazing to be able to involve both sides of your body, to be able to work on your skill and your coordination with your non-dominant hand and your non-dominant side of your body. I think it's pretty cool.
How did this idea start? Where did it come from?
Well, it all started with the very first lockdown here in Ontario from the COVID-19 virus. And I was back at home in Barrie, Ontario. At my family home, we have a ping pong table in our basement, and my dad and my brother and I, we would have basically nightly games every day. And it started from there. Just we ended up seeing a few different TikToks and kind of viral videos of people playing on their home tables, but using non-conventional paddles like pots and pans and broomsticks and different household objects. So we thought, well, why don't we give that a go? We started picking up some different household objects to try to play ping pong, and eventually, we ended up taping paddles kind of around our hands and swinging around and having fun like that. And that's kind of where the idea started, was just fooling around in the basement.
What was the most ridiculous household item you tried to play with?
Well, at one point, I was playing with a solid dumbbell. I thought that was pretty funny. It was a pretty small surface area, but I was trying to hit with a dumbbell. I used a balance board at one point. There's a wooden spoon was picked up from the kitchen. So a few different things.
And, I know you referenced TikTok. Were you guys doing TikTok videos with all these strange apparatus?
Well, no, I didn't have much experience making or filming any kind of videos or really using TikTok. I was just really a user scrolling my homepage and seeing these videos. And we never really set up a camera and filmed anything until we ended up taping the paddles kind of around our hands and playing like that. When my dad and I were playing and we looked at each other, we said, holy cow, I can't believe how much we're moving, how much we're engaged, and we're getting low and athletic. It was really cool.
Ben Battaglia is our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML. Ben is the co-founder of Tupong, a new twist to table tennis or ping pong. You can check out the website at tupong.com. That's the number 2pong.com. Are the rules the same as table tennis?
Yeah, actually, the rules follow pretty similar to table tennis. However, we have two special rules that make Tupong unique. The first one is on the serving. Each player gets two serves. Your first serve can come from whichever hand you like to start with, whether that's your right or your left. But your second serve must come from the opposite hand. So you must engage both hands on each of those serves before passing the ball to the next player for his two serves. So that's the one special rule. The second rule is, if the ball hits the net, whether it's on a serve or during a rally, the opponent can let the ball bounce twice on his side before playing that next shot. And I just found that made the rallies go a little bit longer, just because without the handle on a ping pong paddle, you just don't have that extra reach. So with allowing that second bounce when it hits the net, just makes the rallies go on a little bit longer and kind of adds more flow to the game.
I'm picturing you try to serve the ball. Both of your hands are in gloves with paddles on them. What's the trick to doing that?
There's a couple different ways to serve it. Obviously, still being so new and we're still working through different things, I'm always open to different ideas. But for now, I like to either do two different things. One is sandwich the ball in between your two paddles and then do a light toss up in the air and hit it with your hand that you're serving with. The second one is to hold one of your hands flat and balance the ball on top and do a light toss as well and then hit it with the opposite hand.
Wow. How did you get these paddles designed and manufactured?
Yeah, well, we came up with this idea, like I said, right in the middle of COVID and when everything was locked down and closed down. So really, it was just doing some Google researching, and we traced back through different channels and through different connections where we ended up looking overseas, getting them manufactured and made. And we ended up having some great Zoom call discussions with our manufacturer. And just by basically explaining the vision and our idea of what we had with these paddles taped around our hand, by explaining, you know, we would want a mitt, we want a paddle-like surface on the front that hits similar to a ping pong paddle. We were able to come up with this product through a couple different prototypes and samples.
Got about 30 seconds. I'm sure our listeners can go online to twopong.com and get their own paddles. How is business going?
Sure. Business is going fantastic. We just launched in May of 2022, so we're still just under a year old. And really, I think still trying to balance my schoolwork and my business at the same time. So it's difficult, but it's very it's a great time doing this with my dad and going through this journey, learning from him, picking up on different business tips. And I'm looking forward to the future for what we can do with Twopong.
Yeah, this is a great idea. Ben, congrats on this. Best of luck with it.
Thanks so much, Rick. I appreciate it.
That's Ben Battaglia, co-founder of Twopong, a new twist on table tennis. You can find them online, the number two, twopong.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.